USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Attorney Ben Crump is speaking out about the newly released police body cam video that shows Memphis officers beating Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop.
And we have to use this opportunity to be able to have this conversation, America, and say it's this culture that killed Tyre Nichols just as much as those police officers on the Memphis Police Department did.
Crump accusing the officers of fabricating their testimony in order to avoid responsibility or blame for Nichols' death. Crump also taking issue with the other officers on the scene who did nothing to stop the beating or help Nichols. Protests took place across the nation last night in the wake of that public release of the Tyre Nichols police video. Demonstrators turned out in Memphis, New York, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. While the protests were for the most part peaceful, police did have to use pepper spray on some unruly crowds. Body cam video showed the arrest and beating of Nichols by Memphis police after a traffic stop on January 10th. More personnel moves being made in the wake of that video showing former Memphis police officers beating Tyre Nichols.
Two Shelby County deputies are relieved of duty pending an investigation. The announcement came after videos were released to the public from various angles on Friday. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. said he's launching an investigation into whether the deputies violated police policy. Five Memphis police officers who faced charges including second-degree murder were previously fired from the department. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Los Angeles police investigating an early morning shooting that left three people dead and four others injured took place outside a party in Beverly Crest, which borders Beverly Hills. The Powerball jackpot getting bigger. Nobody won Wednesday night's lottery drawing, so the jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing up to a whopping $572 million with an estimated cash value of over $308 million. This is USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com. Into the paranormal. Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
What you believe might not be. Step into the zone of the best unknown. UFOs, aliens, Bigfoot, conspiracies and cover-ups. Into the paranormal we go.
From the cold, dark depths of a secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest, I am Jeremy Scott. I'm always fascinated to talk about some of the classics when it comes to UFO cases, and tonight is no exception.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.
37 years ago today, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. All seven astronauts, including Christa McCullough, who was to be the first teacher in space, were killed in that disaster. NASA held a day of remembrance at the Johnson Space Center earlier this week to honor the fallen astronauts of the Challenger, Columbia, and Apollo 1. Former President Trump hitting the campaign trail today. He delivered the keynote address at the annual meeting of New Hampshire Republicans. From there, Trump will head to South Carolina, where he will hold his first 2024 campaign event. As the new Kraken variant is spreading, doctors are warning about millions of children not up to date on their vaccinations.
Half of kids 5 and older are behind on their COVID shots according to the CDC, with not even a third of 5-year-olds getting the first two. Dr. Ankush Bansal, who practices in Florida, says outbreaks of diseases are preventable.
25 million doses of the routine immunizations were missed worldwide. And so a lot of these diseases, which were really well controlled, like measles and mumps, are now starting to spread throughout communities.
He says this led to an increase in hospitalizations in kids.
Both the lack of vaccination and then being infected by those who were not properly vaccinated.
The World Health Organization predicts 50% of children won't have the required vaccines by 2030. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Comedian Jay Leno recovering from war injuries after working on one of his vintage vehicles. Leno says he got knocked off his 1940 Indian motorcycle while testing it. He suffered a broken collarbone, 2 cracked ribs, and 2 cracked kneecaps. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.